Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Wisconsin's morning news. It's been a big week in New York. It's New York Fashion Week. It's a big deal. All the big names, the names we've even heard of.
Even some people I might have heard of.
Like the Ralph Lauren's and the Hilfigers and all that. They're out there doing the fashion shows. Joining us on the WTMJ hotline is Donna Rico. She's an executive fellow from Mount Mary University. Donna, so far, what's been the coolest show? What have you seen that stood out to you?
Well, I think, first of all, thanks for having me. I love to talk about fashion, as you know, and New York Fashion Week is so important for everyone in so many ways. And this year, I'm just really excited about the mood. I look forward to spring shows because they feature clothes that are light and bright and cheerful, and who doesn't want to identify with that? And you can feel a vibe of real optimism this season, and the spirits are really high. I think the upcoming U.S. election has more designers showing their patriotic side, and there's really a feeling of unity in the air. And New York designers pretty consistently, you know, created really joyful and desirable collections, and most importantly, they're wearable clothes, and the venues were really exciting. Fashion is big business, and brands succeed when they excite and entice the consumer through their shows.
Donna, when you say wearable, that
caught my ear.
Yeah, us laymen in here assume that means, because oftentimes whether it's fair or not, when we think of fashion shows or runways, it might be some pretty extravagant stuff. When you say wearable, are you just talking like shirts and
this year's khakis?
Well, you know, there's a real, this is America, and there's, you know, you mentioned Ralph Lauren and Tommy Hilfiger. I thought their shows were terrific. I mean, Ralph Lauren, he had his guests travel hours outside of New York, and his show was held on a horse farm in Bridgehampton, and it was like a Hollywood set. And the clothes were amazing. I mean, they were, you know, followed all of the Ralph Lauren house codes, the romanticism, the varsity prep, rugged Western, Great Gatsby looks. I mean, who doesn't want to look like that? And Tommy Hilfiger did the same. His show was held on the Staten Island Ferry that Pete Davidson and Colin Jost purchased recently. And there was a real sort of seaworthy vibe about his show. And there were lots of regatta stripes and sailor looks and really cute things that I think look great on all kinds of people. I love that, you know, preppy androgynous effect. And I think that can work for everyone.
What kind of fit is it this year, Donna? Are we back to a little bit baggier? Like for a while we were in the skinny jeans and everything was form-fitted. Are we going baggy again?
The cool people are wearing baggy.
Yes, good. Thank you.
It's
back
continuing.
To the 80s.
And I think it looks great and it's new. And again, it's fashion is commercial. It's a business. We, you know, they have to get people to buy every season. And, you know, we have enough skinny jeans. Let's try the baggy ones now.
Donna Rico joins us. She is the executive fellow at Mount Mary University in New York for the New York Fashion Show. So is this one like the big one? Is this the creme de la creme or are there other ones? Or is London a bigger deal? Which is the biggest of the biggest fashion shows?
Well, you know, we'll have to, New York is first, actually, and they've been first since 1998. Traditionally, the European shows were first, and New York was at the end. But there was a designer, Helmut Lang, and he was from Milan, and he decided back in the 90s to relocate his show to New York, and everyone else followed suit. And so he showed first. They all showed first in September. So, you know, the levels of fashion are different in every city for sure. You know, there's fashion capitals. There's New York, London, Paris, Milan. And, you know, New York, again, it's more Americana. There's certainly elevated looks. There's vintage looks. There's lots of color. There's lots of prints. Things that are, I think, really desirable and wearable, like I said. But there's also more elevated looks. And this year, there's a couple of French brands that actually came to New York and offered some really elegant looks as well.
Can you tell where someone's from by their clothes? Like where if you see a certain type of design, you're like, okay, that's clearly Paris or that's clearly from this part of the country or world.
Well, I think sometimes, you know, there's American designers that have a strong, you know, point of view and might step out a little bit. But generally, the European shows tend to be a little cleaner, a little more elegant, a little sophisticated, more sophisticated in some ways. The cuts are more dramatic. They reach a little bit more sometimes than the Americans. But you know what? There's fashion really at every level, and there's a customer that wants that look here too. So the younger designers, you know, often will push themselves a little bit to reach that customer.
Donna, what do you wear to a fashion show? Man, you gotta think about that a little bit, right?
It's like wearing white to a wedding.
You know, we all see the pictures. The interesting point is, you know, there's a lot of celebrities at the shows, and what I find really interesting is they're all dressed in the latest looks from that collection that's on the runway. And I just can't imagine how difficult that must be and how much, you know, more effort it must take to dress all of those celebrities that show up. So they're dressed to the nines in the looks that are coming down the runway often. But the fashion editors and the people that have to trudge to far-flung places to see these shows all day long for 5 days straight, they're wearing sneakers, they're wearing mitts, they're wearing black, they're, you know, something comfortable for sure, because it's torture. And then they have to travel as well, you know, and traveling to Europe and attending all these shows, it's challenging, but comfort is key.
Mount Mary University Executive Fellow Donna Rico, and you're going to be in town. Fashion Fest at Bayshore is Sunday. You're going to be there for that, right?
Yes, I can't wait. We have a number of our grads are showing at that show, and it's going to be very exciting. I was there last year, and it's really well attended. It's great for the community to come and see fashion, what's happening in Milwaukee. And you know, Mount Mary is all about educating the next generation of fashionistas. And we're very proud to have our students on the runway.
Well, welcome back to Milwaukee in a couple of days. Thank you, Donna.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Donna Rico, the Executive Fellow at Mount Mary University of the Fashion Program.
It's 8:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News.